He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It's the September 28th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And just when you thought that the that the end of the world was coming and that the sky was falling, we have a pretty good bounce here in the markets today after yesterday's big sell-off, which I want to talk about here in a moment. Right now we have the Dow up 98 points. Not the 264 that we lost yesterday, but you know what? We'll take the 0.6% rise in the market here this morning. We are back above 17,000. We're at 17,044. The S&P 500 is at 1,974. It's up 9 points this morning. That's about 0.5%. The NASDAQ up 24. That's 0.5%. It's at 4,490. Let's see how that fear gauge is doing. Gold. Does gold think the end of the world is right around the next corner? Gold's at $1,230 per ounce, which is still scraping the bottom on its recent prices. So the fear gauge isn't real high right now. Crude oil's at $91.55, another fear gauge. The fear gauge there's not overheated at the current time at $91.55. The euro, which has really gotten pasted. Now, there's the biggest fear gauge right there that is showing a little bit of overheated action is the drop of the euro and the concerns about the European economy after Russia's big threat yesterday, which we'll talk about here in a moment. And we have the 10-year yield, another fear gauge, not exactly overheated, very mellow at 2.53%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, we have had a kind of a rocky week. By the way, I'm Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We've had a very rocky week in the market. You know, my job is a lot more fun and a lot more pleasurable and enjoyable when markets are going up. And I'm sure that you as an investor enjoy life much, much more when you look at the gains in your 401k every day. And when the market gets a little snotty like it has this past week, life's just not quite as fun, is it? Stay at home and eat leftovers instead of taking the wife and the family out for McDonald's hamburgers, whatever the case may be. But these sell-offs come along from time to time. And I don't want you to think that I'm a Pollyanna that is always telling you to just ride through these things and be invested all the time. But I am telling you that during the course of this bull market over the last 5.5 years, there's been many days and weeks where we've seen 2, 3, 5, even 10% corrections, even 15% corrections in the market. So far, this correction is very, very minor. And even though Thursday's sell-off was the worst sell-off since July 31st at 264 points, there's still very... Let's just look at what the recent high on the market was. Okay, let's put this in perspective. The recent high on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which I'll bring up here in a moment. There's the chart of the Dow. Okay, we hit... on 7 days ago, on the 19th, that was last Friday, wasn't it? 1 week ago, we hit 17,350. So we're just 1 week removed from an all-time high on the Dow, and right now we're at 17,000. All right, let's do the math on that. All you people who think you've been through unbearable pain here this past week in the market, here is the actual measure of your pain from 17,350 to 17,000. That's a drop of, well, I turn on my calculator here, it's a drop of 2%. You've had a 2% correction in the market so far. Now, you could say, well, the NASDAQ's been bigger than that, Gunderson. Okay, so maybe the Nasdaq's 3%, but we've had lots of 2 and 3% corrections along the way over the last 5.5 years since I said the market would hit had entered into new bull market back on March 27th of 09, and I've never reversed my course on that. Now I will at some point in time, but yesterday as I was watching tweets and Twitter, I saw a lot of the usual suspects. I sent out a tweet yesterday that I actually bought two stocks yesterday. And I sold two stocks too. And when I sent out the tweet that I bought two stocks, I got a reply. I hope you bought shorts. I hope you shorted something in the market. I said, no, I actually bought a couple of drug stocks that have pulled back during this little miniature correction. He said, well, good luck because this looks like bullish territory we're entering into, or bearish territory that we're entering into. Well, you know what? Down 2% is not going to change the 5.5 year trend that the market has been in. Yeah, it's not pleasant, but I'll bet anything as I go through all of my indicators this weekend, as I prepare to send out my newsletter on Friday night or Saturday morning, which you can get by signing up at my website, pwstreet.com. I just don't think that we'll be going from a 5.5 year bull to all of a sudden bear status in the market. Now, it's possible. Maybe when I look in the at the internals of the market, it will be it will add up enough to go negative on the market after 5.5 years, but I highly doubt it. So what caused the weakness in the market? Let's analyze those facts. And could they grow into something bigger? Well, I would say the biggest factor, there's several factors yesterday that caused the sell-off in the market. We had Russia rattling their sabers. They're pretty mad. They've had sanctions placed on them. They've had assets frozen. Now they're threatening to turn around and do the same thing to foreign assets in Russia. What kind of foreign assets are in Russia? Well, there's McDonald's, there's Kentucky Fried Chicken, there's Exxon platforms floating in the ocean out there that they could seize. Hey, these belong to the state. Of course, Russia would really be shooting themselves in the foot if they did that for any future investment because they do need our technology and they do need the stuff that we produce here in America. But they have threatened to seize foreign assets. And they've been known to do that in the past, haven't they? You own a little farm that produces cucumbers, all of a sudden that farm belongs to the state. And they've seized they had a billionaire tycoon that owned their oil company. All of a sudden they didn't like him and they wanted his oil company. They put him in jail and they took his oil company for being an enemy of the state. So they've been known to do this, all right? So it's not like this is some kind of a very thin threat that they're making. They've had a pattern of this in the past. That was a big factor in the sell-off yesterday. Yesterday was Jewish New Year. There wasn't a lot of liquidity in the market yesterday. Another factor. We had Applegate. Applegate. 10 million phones have gone out so far, and there's been a whopping 7 complaints about people bending their phones. You know how many times I've seen someone drop their iPhone at a Padre game, or maybe they threw their iPhone, I don't know, or in the supermarket, and I've watched the glass crack on the. Well, of course, if you're going to mistreat your phone, you're going to get a bend in it. I guess the current phones won't bend, but you can certainly break the glass. And now these bigger phones, the Apple 6 Plus, if you sit on it, if you hit it with an anvil, if you run over it with a car, it's gonna bend. Boy, this is Applegate. Apple was down 3% on Thursday. It's not a member of the Dow, but it's a very heavy weighting in many other big indexes. 9 complaints. They also had a little issue with their new iOS 8 operating system. They fixed it overnight. The fix is out, we hope. and now iOS 8.02. I continue to own Apple stock and a couple of the beneficiaries like Skyworks and Lam Research. GDP came in at 4.6%. That was good. Nike reported after Thursday's big sell-off, blowout earnings. Nike's the best stock now in my book. Maybe we'll look at Nike today and how well it's done. Can you believe they sell $27 billion worth of merchandise a year now? You just ain't cool if you're not wearing Nikes if you're an athlete, are you? Anyways, you know what? I don't think the sell-off's any big deal yet, but we're going to keep our eyes in the rearview mirror here. This is Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, is this the beginning of the end? What kind of indicators do I look at? What were the indicators that made me go positive on the market on March 27, 2009? It's the same indicators that I look at when I look at individual stocks, companies. I look at their performance. You know, a lot of investing is relative. On a relative basis, what's the best things to invest in right now? I was asked by the local, the San Diego Business Journal yesterday in a short interview what I thought of the sell-off and if I thought a correction was coming and if I thought this was the beginning of the end. And here was my answer. You know what? I said, where else are investors, this is just from my perspective as of right now, where else are investors going to put their money right now? The bond market looks a little bit dangerous with the scepter of higher interest rates looming over the heads of folks. CDs are offering nothing. Real estate's still just a little bit wobbly. People still got a bad taste in their mouth from this last round in real estate. Gold commodities are doing horrible, which leaves the stock market. So for that reason, I don't believe that this is the beginning of the end. But I look at these factors every single week. The markets can change very rapidly. Look at how fast sentiment turned with the big sell-off last Thursday when the market was down 264 points. It went from greed to fear because the day before that, the market was up 100. Greed! Woohoo! Pop the cork! And the next day it went to fear. You need more than one day of fear, however, to turn around a 5.5-year-old bull. As of now, I remain bullish on the market. And as I said, I actually made 2 buys yesterday. I also sold off 2 stocks that I consider to be weak right now. They're interest rate sensitive stocks. And interest rate sensitive stocks are not doing well right now. There's a fear out there that the Fed is going to hike. And that's well founded because they are going to hike. It's not a matter of if they're going to hike. It's a matter of when they're going to hike that has everybody chewing their fingernails. We've lost that stimulus. There's no longer quantitative easing. Now we're going to deal with quantitative tightening. Ooh, that sounds scarier than Halloween. Well, you just have to manage it. You know, I saw people on Twitter yesterday, I'm going to the sidelines, I'm selling everything. That's the wrong thing to do. That's what amateurs do. That's amateur hour. You're acting from emotion. Instead, sit back and look at everything you own, one at a time. That's what I did yesterday. I sent out about 10 tweets yesterday. My entire Twitter feed is on my website every day, pwstreet.com. Maybe I sent out 10 or 12 tweets and you can read them. I sent out a tweet, hey, Skyworks is holding up fine here today. I see no reason to sell that one. Big position here at Gunderson Capital Management. And I probably did that with several others. And there were a couple that I've been waiting for. You know, here's another one. I love the investors that are waiting for a pullback. And then a pullback like Thursday comes. There ain't no way they're going to pull the trigger and buy on a pullback. Now they're afraid. So, yeah, you know, that's another one that I've heard for the last 5.5 years. I'm waiting for a pullback. Anyways, there are several stocks that are on my buy list right now. There's a couple that are shaping up real nicely here right now, and they're Best Stocks Now. One such animal is out of Minnesota, where we broadcast every day in St. Paul, Minneapolis. They've got a company that I featured in the past here that is not well known as a great stock. But boy, let me tell you, this has been a great stock over the years out of Medina, Minnesota, Polaris Industries. U.S. made. They manufacture all-terrain recreational and utility vehicles. Hey, deer season's coming up, or deer season's upon us. Fall. I think snow's going to start falling again here sometime, and then the thaw, and then people are going to want to go four-wheeling in the desert or the mountains or whatever. It's just been a great growth company over the years. Here's a stock that's gone from $7, okay, at the bottom of the recession, 2009, at the bottom of the market when it was 666, Polaris Industries got clear down to $7 per share. Hey, how come you Minnesotans didn't call me? I'm Gunderson. You got a lot of Gundersons in Minnesota. I have a lot of clients in Minnesota, and they all tell me, oh, I knew some Gundersons. I guess it's a fairly common name when great-grandfather Gunderson came from Lillehammer, Norway. Ooh, boy, that looks cold up there. No wonder I'm warm-blooded soul. They landed in Minnesota and the Wisconsin area, and there's a lot of Gundersons back there. But Polaris Industries, why didn't you tell me when it was 7? It went to 146 just 6 years later and didn't get a lot of press along the way. If, Bank of America would have went from 7 to 146, that's all we would have heard about on CNBC. But when Polaris Industries goes from 7 to 146, we don't hear anything about it. Well, I've written several articles about it. I don't currently own it. I've owned it in the past, and it's very high on my watch list right now. Over the last 10 years, this thing's averaged 22% per year. The market's averaged 6. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 53% per year. The market's delivered 13. No guarantees going forward, but this is a pretty good batting average to make it an all-star. Over the last 3 years, 45% per year. The market's averaged 20. And over the last 12 months, the stock's up another 20%. It gets a performance grade of A. When I compare Polaris against all the semiconductor companies, all of the companies coming up with cures for hepatitis and multiple sclerosis and cystic fibrosis and the like, that's who Polaris is up against, is competition. They get a performance grade of A. They're one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. I need to get the CEO on here. If you know the CEO, if you're listening in St. Paul, Minnesota, you work for Polaris, put a note on the CEO's desk. First tell him you want a raise, and then tell him that Gunderson is after you. Would love to interview you on the Best Stocks Now radio. Now, we got to go to valuation here, because valuation is the other half of this equation. Polaris is currently trading at 19 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by 18% per year. It's trading right around its growth rate, PEG ratio of 1.09. I have a 5-year target price on Polaris of 267, and it's currently trading at 151. Lot of what ifs between now and then. A lot of things to watch and track on a daily basis, but this stock has been a powerhouse over the years. It also pays a dividend of 1.3%. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. I don't currently own it, but I'm circling it. I'm considering it. It comes in at number 51 out of 3,903. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I just sent out a few tweets during the break. You can follow me at Bill Gunderson. But my observations, I just took a look at the market, the technicals of the market during the break. Number one, I tweeted that the Dow Jones Industrial Average today is bouncing nicely off of its 50-day moving average. I hope that you did not panic yesterday, and I think some people did, because emotions are a tough thing, man. Fear is a tough one. Greed is a tough one, but fear is even tougher to keep steady legs through and not to buckle at the knees. I'm not saying that there's going to be a bull market or a bear market here at some point in time, but I really don't think that last Thursday was the beginning of it. Okay, at least there's not enough evidence so far. I next tweeted during the break that the NASDAQ continues to be one of the best indexes in the world, and you know I rank the indexes with my Best Stocks Now app. And I continue to have the NASDAQ ranked right at the top. When I look at all the indexes around the world, the NASDAQ continues to be one of the best ranked indexes out there. And that didn't change, even though there was a huge sell-off, I believe 1.8% or 2%, something like that. A lot of that was Apple, a big component of the NASDAQ. I don't know what Apple's weighting is in the NASDAQ is. I want to say about 20% or so. Very heavy weighting. But QQQ continues to be one of the best indexes in the world. It right now is clinging to its 50-day moving average. And let's not forget that from last Friday, we hit a new all-time high in the market 1 week ago, all right? We're down 2% since then, so I don't want to hear too much whining here today. The one that worries me the most, and I've been saying this in my newsletter now for the last several weeks. You can get my newsletter at pwstreet.com. Been sending it out for the last 19 years. I'm the guy that's been bullish on the market now since March 27th, 2009. And I'm a market timer. I'm not a Pollyanna permabull. I'm watching for those signals of this aging bull market that it's over. Like Yogi Berra said, it ain't over till it's over, but it will be over at some point in time, and then we need to do something different with our money. And we'll let the market tell us what that different thing is to do. Maybe it's inverse funds, just a simple SH, which is the inverse S&P 500. Maybe it's gold. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it's India. Who knows? Anyway, small caps are the most worrisome index to me. And that's the one that I've been talking about every week in the newsletter. In fact, in my newsletter, I've drawn two lines. A resistance line of the Russell 2000 or the S&P 600 small cap index and a support line. The small cap stocks have been going sideways this year. Let's not forget that last year, U.S. small cap stocks led the world. They were the place to be, and I was heavily weighted in small cap stocks last year. Small cap stocks were up almost 40% in 2013. Remember that. Put it in perspective. Small cap stocks were almost up 40% last year. And so far this year, they're down about 3 or 4%. But as you look at the chart, you'll see that after it went up that 40%, it leveled off, and it's been going sideways this year. Not down, just slightly down, a little drift lower. But it's been going sideways, consolidating last year's big gains. But we have to remember that the next move in small caps will either be breaking out to the upside. That's why I've drawn the resistance levels in my newsletter. If it breaks out through that resistance level, then we're off to the races again. But if it were to break through the support level, I've drawn the line, I've given the number, I give those numbers out every single week. I say, here's the support, here's the resistance, and here's where we closed. And the reading for the last many weeks has been neutral. Why am I so keenly affixed to the small cap U.S. stocks? Because I believe that they will be an indicator. They will be the first shoe to drop, so to speak, when the bull starts to come to an end and we start to get bearish. When the bear starts to wake up, and roll over. He's been asleep now. He's been in hibernation for the last 66 months, but he's not going to remain in hibernation forever. That's why we want to keep our eyes in the rearview mirror, because the last time the bear rolled over and woke up and came out of his cave, He took a 53% chunk out of the S&P 500. That's why I believe in market timing. I just saw John Bogle on CNBC, and I know what John Bogle's advice is. And we disagree. There's nothing wrong with that. That's why it's a market. He believes in being fully invested in the indexes 100% of the time. Meaning that you've got to be willing as an index investor to ride through a 53% drop from time to time. Well, it's like a roller coaster, Bogle would say. And it's, you know, it's not bad advice. I think index investors do pretty well over time. But I don't know many people that can withstand those 53% sell-offs. That's pretty painful. So I do try to avoid them at all costs. But I have been bullish in the market for the last 5.5 years. But I am looking for the signals. And one of those major signals that I look for, I look at the small cap stocks. Because small cap stocks move a little quicker. Mega caps are like an aircraft carrier. You know, by the time they figure out, the market's turning bearish, then they start to move. It will be the small and the mid caps and the tech stocks and the NASDAQ, the more volatile indexes, that will eventually be clues that the market's starting to roll over. So we've got to watch it very, very closely. And that's one of the keys. If you don't look at anything else in my newsletter this weekend, pwstreet.com, look at the small cap index and my lines that I've drawn and my explanation, which I make very, very simple. Other things that I'll be watching for going forward will be things like valuation, will be things like performance. How are stocks performing on a relative basis versus the other asset classes that we have to choose from? Think about it. The other asset classes that we have to choose from are cash. How are stocks performing on a relative basis in relation to cash? Well, the market was up 28% last year. Cash was down 3%. Inflation, right? And again this year, the S&P's up 6%, 7%, and cash is down. So on a relative basis, cash is still not a very good place to be invested. And my app ranks cash as one of the asset classes that I rank on a daily basis, and it continues to be at or near the bottom of the pile where it's been for the last 5.5 years. Should we sell everything and buy gold? I've known many people that have done that along the way, and that was a very poor decision because the stock market has continued to hit new highs as recently as a week ago. And gold has performed very, very poorly for the last 3 years. And the gold bugs will never admit that they've been wrong. Instead, they say we're overdue for a huge run in gold. And they see $3,000 per ounce price soon. And that's their mantra, and that's what they're going to continue to tell you. There may be a time, you know, I let the ranking of the asset classes tell me, and it's all I know. Gold is still ranked at the bottom of the pile, and stocks are still ranked at the top. And the other big asset class, obviously, is the bond market. Okay, we're just being logical here. How do stocks rank against the bond market? Well, bonds were down 7%, 5% last year. The market was up 27%. And so far this year, stocks are running ahead of the bond market. Now you've got the bond market kind of reeling from several factors. Junk bonds got hammered. One was another factor why the stock market had a big down day last Thursday. Bonds just don't seem like a good choice to me right now over stocks. But then again, that can change. We'll keep our eye on it. That's another thing I want you to look at in the newsletter this weekend, pwstreet.com, is the ranking, my ranking of the asset classes. Are stocks still better than bonds, gold, and cash? I list it every single week. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked about a lot of different things here. So far, was Thursday's sell-off the beginning of the end? I talked about where the NASDAQ is technically right now, and where the Dow is, and where the S&P 500 is. They all seem fine, at least for now. That can change very quickly, but they've been in bullish mode for the last 5.5 years. And I don't know that a 2% sell-off, that's it, 2%. From last week's high, 1 week ago, the Dow hit 17,350, and now we're at 17,000. Is that the end of the world? Oh, I don't think so. I don't think not yet, anyways. We will have a bear market at some point in time. That's why you want to stay tuned to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. That's why you want to get my newsletter, Best Stocks Now, at pwstreet.com. That's why you want to check out the app on a daily basis and follow me on Twitter at Bill Gunderson, thebeststocksnowapp.com. I don't think it's the end of the world. Small caps do worry me, however. And I'm keyed in, glued to those small caps every day watching them. I've drawn the lines in the sand that you can view every week because I believe that they will be a leading indicator. When the bear finally wakes up from his 5.5 year nap, that's what I could use. I could use a 5.5 year nap. Boy, I tell you, getting up early every single morning doing this show, writing newsletters. Well, the bear's been asleep for 5.5 years. And yet a lot of pundits out there, a lot of market watchers like me, a lot of radio guys, a lot of TV guys, a lot of newsletter writers have been telling you to not be in the market. And I say to that bull, the market has been the place to be for the last 5.5 years. And as I sit here, at least as of last Friday, when we were hitting new highs in the Dow, my 5.5 year ago bull call on the market remained in place. I want to take a look now. I'm always talking about the best stocks now. But you know what? From time to time, I got to throw in a stock that is a stinker. And yet there's a lot of people that are telling me to buy this stock, all right? BlackBerry. We had earnings this week from BlackBerry. We had earnings, real good earnings from Nike. We had really good earnings from Micron. There's a lot of people telling me to buy BlackBerry, which is now a $5 billion company. BlackBerry at one time had a huge lead back when the name of the company was Research in Motion. RIMM, this Canadian company, was actually way out in front of the rest of the phone makers as far as smartphones went. Well, now Apple is a $600 billion company, and BlackBerry is barely a survivor at $5 billion. And here's the thing that I notice. A lot of investors, they want to mess around with cheap stocks. And you know, because they figure, look, I could buy a lot more BlackBerry shares than I can buy Apple shares. Well, that's not a true statement. It's all about percentages. You want stocks that are going to go up. It's better to own 10 shares of a really good stock than 100 shares of a real crappy stock, in my opinion. Why do I call BlackBerry a stock that's met its Waterloo? By the way, that's where it's headquartered, Waterloo. Canada, Ontario, Canada. Well, let's just look at the numbers. You hear me give these glowing numbers on all of these stocks on a daily basis. Here's what a bad one looks like. Over the last 5 years, BlackBerry has been going down by 32% per year. Oh boy, that's exciting. While the market's been going up by 13.5. Yeah, 32% out of your hide every single year for the last 5 years. That's the average. And over the last 3 years, it's been going down by 23% per year. When I compare BlackBerry to all the other stocks in my database, which I currently have 3,903, BlackBerry gets a performance grade of F. Okay, go ahead. Draft the F running back out of Auburn, you know, that runs the slowest 40 and has the worst grades and has the worst yards per carry average and has the worst knees. Go ahead, draft that guy. I would rather have a guy that has the best 40, has the best runs per carry, has the most touchdowns. I don't know. That's just me. I think you have a higher percentage. I wish the Padres would have learned that lesson over the last several. Draft the best guys. Our drafts have been horrible. We've drafted horrible players. And we always have a good draft choice because we're usually in last place. And yet, where are all these great draft picks that we haven't drafted? They're nowhere to be found. Anyways, BlackBerry, performance is an F. All right? So the next time you hear a guy touting BlackBerry, say, you want me to buy an F-rated performance stock? You say, well, there's value in BlackBerry. It's dripping with value. They've lost money for the last 1, 2, 3 years, and they're expected to lose money over the next 2 years. It seems to me like they've got to totally reinvent themselves. Now, Apple, I can remember a time when Apple was a $7 stock and was on the ropes, and Steve Jobs was not their CEO, and a guy named Scully was running the company, and back came Jobs. Maybe BlackBerry needs to bring back the original CEO. I don't know. But here's the bottom line. Out of 3,903 stocks in my database, BlackBerry comes in at number 3,600. So go ahead, use them in your virgin mojitos, crush up some nice blackberries and a little sparkling soda and some mint. But as far as putting it in your portfolio, it's up to you. 3,600 out of 3,903 stocks in the Best Stocks Now app. Hey, that's a pretty good way of looking at your stocks. Type in your stock, go to beststocksnowapp.com or download it for free on your smartphone from the iPhone store, the iTunes store, the Google store, Best Stocks Now app, and look up your stocks and see where they rank. Do you own a straight A portfolio or do you got a bunch of dogs like BlackBerry in your portfolio? Anyways, the newsletter will be coming out this weekend, pwstreet.com. Can't hurt to take a look at it, get my market call. The last market call I made was March 27, 2009, when I said bull. And it's been bull ever since, coming from me out of the newsletter. And if you'd like to talk to us about managing your money, we do things a little differently here at Gunderson Capital Management. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.